This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the Isaiah Stevens Show. Shout out to Crazy Carl's Pizza, as always, for making these programs rock and roll. Isaiah is back in studio, and he's back on the court, too, man. And with a bang. That came out of nowhere, man. So in my brain, I was thinking January with that foot injury, but you weren't thinking that. You were busting hump to get back.
Yeah, man. I was trying to do all I could to work my way back into the rotation and the lineup, but still took my time with it. I didn't rush it or anything like that, and just day by day started being able to do a little bit more and more, and then had a couple conversations and had to get a couple more examinations, and then they cleared me to play.
I mean, so when did you get the green light, so to speak? When did that happen?
Maybe Monday evening, okay. Tuesday morning.
Wow.
So, like, right before the game, essentially.
How pumped were you?
So excited.
Oh, my gosh.
So excited, man. I just wanted to play.
Well, so we get into the game. What was the play call? What was the design to start the game? I mean, or did it matter? You were like, dude, I'm going to go score here.
Me, personally, it didn't matter. But coach ended up drawing up a play for me to come out here and come off a ball screen and hopefully get a shot. But I ended up telling Coach Jones, one of our assistants, that regardless of what the play was, if I got it, I was just going to shoot it, just to get it out of my system, right?
Yeah.
I've been so antsy to play for so long now that regardless of what the play call was, it was going to go up.
What was that like when you take that shot, you get back out on the floor, in front of Moby Madness, too? So you and, of course, David, you guys made Moby Madness, man. I mean, you have created that. What was that like to see that basket or that ball go into the basket?
Man, everything, right? It's been sitting down for so long. You take that first shot, you don't really know how it's going to feel within the flow of a game. But I had so much energy. I was so pent up. It was great to see it fall and then run back, hear the cheers, and then get locked back in on the next possession.
Well, you were shouting, "I'm back, man." I mean, yeah. You were pumped. You were so into this, and I think you could just feel that watching this game.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted it to be. Like, I was so ready and eager to get out there, and I just wanted to feed off of Moby, and they gave me all the energy I needed that day.
Oh, so we got you back for that LMU game. You were on a minute restriction. You didn't need to play that many minutes, though, because you guys had taken care of business so much so to start that second half, essentially, to put LMU behind the eight ball, so to speak. But I know you wanted to play a few more minutes in that game.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm used to playing a lot of minutes. Obviously, just as a competitor, you want to play as much as you possibly can, but I have no problem with easing my way back in. I'm just trying to help CSU in any way that I can out there on the floor, and I felt like I did that on Wednesday.
Man, it was like bonus time watching you play, because again, I was in my brain, I'm thinking, CSU's going to have to survive without their stud, without Isaiah Stevens for, you know, maybe another month or whatever. And then it was just surreal watching you on Wednesday. I'm going, this is amazing, man. I mean, CSU's been playing pretty well, and then you get into the mix, look out, and I think sitting at 6-2, a lot of people are pretty pumped about what this team's doing, man.
Yeah, man, they handle business. And like I said, it's not just the Isaiah Stevens team or whatever.
It's not the Isaiah Stevens show?
this is the show, but it's not just the Isaiah Stevens team. We got so many other
you
guys
do.
That can help and provide for the team in multiple ways, regardless of what we need. But I just wanted to come back and help. Like, these guys have won games with and without me, so I don't feel like it's just live and die by Isaiah Stevens out there. Like, I'm just trying to come in and make their lives easier.
Man, John Tonje was so pumped that you were back in the mix. I mean, you could just see it. Like, he's smiling ear to ear. Everybody, it was just, you know, again, on the floor, obviously, we know what you're capable of. You know, one of the best players around, certainly one of the best players in the Mountain West Conference. But mentally, too, I think, you know, you're such a great team leader. You're such a great teammate. That really injects some extra life into this team. And you could see that on Wednesday night.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I just take that very seriously, trying to lead this team in any way possible, be there for them, encourage, and also help critique in any way I see fit. But then they also have the free rein to do that to me too, right? So it's not just a one-way street on that. So if I'm messing up or if I'm doing great, they also relay that message back to me. And that's why our culture is the way that it is from the top down. Like, that's just how we operate. So being able to bring that energy onto the court, continuing to be positive off the court, has been just a blessing.
And I know we had talked about it a couple of weeks ago, you know, what your role might be And as you know, Coach Medved talked about you potentially wanting to be a coach someday, and maybe that would be part of a role that you would have. But then, boom, you're playing. But now you can kind of take, you know, from what you've seen on the sidelines, watching this team, kind of taking, you know, the bird's eye view of this team, so to speak, and you can use that inside the games.
Absolutely, and I feel like that's one of the best things that a point guard can do, even more so, is taking the coach's perspective and bringing it onto the court and then just being an extension of him and what they want and what we're trying to execute on a possession-by-possession basis. So I feel like I've definitely been able to take a step back, see what this team needs from me, see what I can help bring back to them that maybe we are lacking a little bit, and then just merge it all together and try to get this thing rolling even more.
So how does the foot feel? Like, how much pain? Are you in pain? Like, currently sitting right here, is there any pain in the foot right now?
Nothing. Pain in the foot. Can tend to get a little sore, but that's with any player at any point during their career. So just got to keep doing rehab, keep taking care of it, keep progressing, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, so you said it. I mean, most of the time, once you guys get into season, nobody's really 100% right anymore. So those are things. Foot injuries are always interesting, though. I mean, a lot of times you hear about foot injuries. You know, guys are supposed to come back on this date, but it's a nagging injury, and it just sticks with you for so long. Yours was the complete opposite of that.
Right, and I'm truly blessed for that. I tried to do all that I can, whether it was with rehab, whether it was with nutrition, whether it was just taking actual time to rest and stay off my feet. I tried to do all that I could to make this process as smooth as possible, and it ultimately benefited me by making some of those sacrifices, and I'm just glad that I was able to come back when I could.
I mean, I'm seeing it. We're talking about it on the show, and again, it feels like bonus time. All right, I'll drop a Russell Wilson line. You know, he said he has Wolverine blood when he was talking about the injury. Man. Is there some Wolverine blood going on here, man, or what's going on?
Man, I don't know about all that, but I feel like for the most part, man, I'm just a resilient person, tough-minded, but at the same time, I had a lot of people in my ear making sure that I wasn't rushing the process. I wasn't skipping any steps. I wasn't trying to rush any of this stuff. So it's been a great, great opportunity that I was able to go through that looking back. But obviously going through it, I wish I didn't have to, but I'm blessed for that.
Well, and like we talked about, this team has you know, held everything above water. Are you, and you know, just be honest, are you kind of shocked at, right? I mean, 6-2, this Rams, 6-2, 5-2 without you. Are you shocked at that at all? Or
No,
not at all.
Not at all. Like, we play every game to try to win, regardless of who's on the floor. That's just the culture that we have. We can roll out anybody, and we're going to compete. Now, does it always go your way? No, that's the sport, though. And so we just try to go out there, compete, put our best foot forward, execute at a high level, and win as a team and play with each other. And so that was really fun to see them have success early, because that builds confidence within the team. And I just knew that when it was my time to come back, I just want to just help in any way I can.
It's interesting, because obviously you want, you know, when you go into the season, you want your best players out there on the floor. But without you, do you feel like, I mean, this team almost grew up a little bit? Because I'm watching guys like Isaiah Rivera. They just, there's a different look about him, you know, almost like, okay, he's out. We have to do our best here to hold down the fort and try to win some games and put ourselves in a good spot when Isaiah returns. Do you feel like some of the guys grew up a little bit over
Absolutely.
The last few weeks?
We have quite a few guys on our team that are taking on major roles this year, and they're going to have to take those roles for us to be successful down the line, right? And so for them to have to come out to start the year without me out there and figure it out was, I think, one of the better things for this program. And you talk about guys like Isaiah Rivera, throw Jalen Lake in the mix, guys that have had to really step up, James Moores, and play at a really high level. They've been able to do that night in, night out for the most part. And I just am super happy to see them have success, because now when their confidence is high, I know my confidence is going to be high, and just go out there and compete and try to win as many games as possible.
I was just so shocked. There didn't seem like there was any rust with you. I mean, you just picked up. It was like we were rewinding, going back to last year. You just looked exactly the same out there.
Yeah. Nah, that's a great compliment, man. I appreciate that. but, yeah, man, spent a lot of time just working on my shot, from close ranges, ball handling, stationary, passing. Still a lot of skill work involved, even when I wasn't mobile necessarily. Watched a ton of film, even with other guys. Like, I'm watching their film with the coaches just to see what I could pick up on. And then I was just asking a bunch of questions. I'm sure they got sick and tired of me there for a while.
I think you're a coach's dream, actually, man. I mean, just, again, talking to Coach Medved, and when we've sat down with Coach Jones, Coach Ali Farouk Manesh, those guys, what you provide on the floor is amazing. It's second to none. But having that want to, I just picture you buzzing around the facility like, hey, I'm going to go over here and watch film over here. I'm going to go watch film over here. I'm going to talk to these guys. And again, that's not everybody's like that. Not everybody's wired like that.
You're right. And I think it's a very unique quality that I have. But, man, I just love the sport. I love the game. Get it from my parents. They both played. My older brother played high-level D1 basketball. He was a professional. So just from the day I entered this world, man, basketball has been one of the forefronts in my life. So just over time, you just develop that hunger and that desire to be around it all the time. So that was a fun little time, especially going out in South Carolina. And seeing how they operate in a tournament setting, watching, scouting, preparing. Like, man, it was a whole whirlwind for me seeing that.
Well, now you go forward here. We have some very interesting matchups for you guys down the road. We know UNC's tomorrow afternoon. You got the Buffs in the mix, too. Did you watch the Buffs game last night by chance?
I did watch the second half. Wow. Wasn't really scouting or anything like that. I just like watching good college basketball, and that was a heck of a game.
It was a heck of a game, but you had the Buffs. The Buffs were up by 15 at one point.
Yeah.
And I heard Coach Boyle's comments on it. He's like, that was one of the most disappointing losses he said that he's ever had. And so that's a tough one for them. The Buffs are an interesting team, of course. You can see them beat guys like Tennessee and then struggle the way they did at the end of that game last night. So that'll be an interesting matchup. St. Mary's is down the road. You're looking at USC down the road, too. So the rest of your non-conference schedule is going to be really interesting, a great test to see where you guys are at this point.
Absolutely. And that's what we all came to CSU to do, is playing those highly talented games, playing those high-end matchups, and just go out there and compete. And that's what makes it so fun. They're a great team. We're a great team. And we're just going to try to put our best foot forward and win as many games as we can.
Got a local matchup tomorrow afternoon. This UNC basketball team, you guys faced them last year. That was the Bodie Hume day for the Bears. I mean, he just went. Oh, he had 30 points in the game.
Easy, too, didn't he?
It was nuts.
Easy, too. Man, I wish we could have made it a little bit tougher on him. But, nah, UNC, one of those teams that you really, really have to be dialed in with, have to prepare for. They can beat anybody on any given day. So this is going to be a great test for us.
Yeah, when you look at a team like UNC, obviously, I love their coaching staff, too. They kind of remind me of your coaching staff, just the way they are about their players and what they do, the dedication, the time they put in, and some very good players, guys that you know pretty well on a personal, some of them you know on a personal level. But you know for them, they look at you guys, and they, you know, last year, they knew you were a March Madness team, that you could feel it. Everybody could feel it. I think you were undefeated before that game started. They look at this game in a lot of ways kind of like, this is our Super Bowl. This is an opportunity for us to show what we can really do. Now, that's obviously something that you look at. So you know that they're going to bring their absolute best. They want to see if they can pull off the upset and shock the world.
Absolutely. And it's a Super Bowl for us, too. That's the same mindset that we're approaching it with. Like I said, they can beat anybody on any given day. So we're going to have to be dialed in our scout, our preparation, and our approach to the game, because like, you want to win those in-house matchups, right? Yeah. Like, especially against a team from right up the road. So it'll be fun, man. We've had some great battles in the past with Daylen and Matt and a couple of those other guys, Dalton. Those guys have been playing really, really well lately. And so it'll be a fun game on Saturday, and I just can't wait to compete with those guys.
Do you think that this should be something that's just done every single year? CSU, UNC should be playing every single year?
Absolutely.
It'd grow the fandom in the state, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd grow the basketball community. Like you said, the fandom with Northern Colorado, Colorado Air Force, all those like in-state rivalries. I feel like we got to just continue to build those up, and they're fun. Last year was obviously we came out on the positive end of it, but they played a really great game, and then we found a way to figure it out, and it was just a really high level basketball game that you look back at the end of the year and you think, man, like, I want to see more of that. So I think year in, year out, we got to try to get as many of those matchups as we can.
Oh, my producer back there, did you get the trophy done yet? We're working on an idea, you know, that we actually pitched it to Tad Boyle on the show, of just some kind of tournament that should happen between, heck, even throw Wyoming in the mix, too. Right. I know with the Mountain West, it's different because you got to play those guys anyway. But I think some kind of round robin tournament would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe have it down in like the Nuggets arena.
Let's do it, man.
Get a trophy.
Okay, so you're in on that? Okay, we can sign him up. We got three so far. Me and Angel back there. So we'll get to working on this idea. Okay, we'll take a quick break. You're going to get out of here a little bit early because you got practice. Practice is getting in the way of stuff, apparently, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to text Nico and say, hey, push practice back. But we're going to finish up on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about this matchup, too. It got a little chippy at the end.
Yep.
The CSU. But that's competitors, right?
We're competitors. They're competitors, man. I don't think anyone took it personal at the time. But, yeah, it'll definitely be some edge out there on both ends of the table. So,
Well, let's talk about that last, kind of what happened at the end of that game last year. Look at the UNC Bears and then the schedule ahead for Colorado State. We'll take a quick break. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk-Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back into the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I mean, it was just like a sigh of relief. You could hear it all over the state because it's not just Fort Collins. You guys obviously have been growing your brand the last few years, and you and David just stormed onto the scene, and you've just built up this fan base. So whenever the news hit that Isaiah was cleared and ready to go against LMU, you could just hear, Rams fans all over the state were like, okay, all right, it's go time. Let's go.
Let's go. Man, and that's just a dope feeling to see across all the social media and just even people walking up to you saying we're happy to have you back, glad to see you're healthy, stuff like that, man. Like, you can't take that for granted. And it just shows the community that we're in and that we've helped even build up even more.
Oh, no question,
like,
man.
I'm just blessed to be around.
What was it like after the game? I mean, you typically, you do this anyway, but go around, you talk to the fans, and I love that. You guys all do that. What was that like? I mean, you were hearing it probably from the fans that were like, dude, give me a hug, man.
Definitely had quite a few hugs after the game. Saw a bunch of familiar faces. Man, that was just special. And just to know that we're able to bring smiles to so many kids, elderly people, students, regardless of who they are, like, we're able to have an impact based on the sport that we play is just awesome to see.
You've really built, I mean, Moby Arena has become a very difficult place to play for visiting teams. And that, I mean, that really started with you guys. Yeah. I mean, you and obviously this coaching staff, you really built this up. I thought Nico was a genius because last year when you guys were going into the Mountain West tournament, the dudes, the Outlaws of Moby, the Cowboys guys, right? They put out on Twitter that they were looking to get out there and they wanted to go. And coach, hooked him up.
Yeah.
He did a donation. I think that's a genius thing. Build onto that fan base and show them a little bit of love because now those guys, they're not going to miss a game.
They're not going to miss a game, and they're going to be able to convince even more people to come to games.
You're going to have like 30 dudes with cowboy hats in the front.
I think it was brilliant, man. And that's what we want is we want Moby to be a tough place to play. We want people to not look forward to coming in there and having a great night, right?
Yeah.
And so the students are the biggest part of that, and then we need our old faithfuls in there each and every night to make it one of the toughest places to play in America.
Last time when you played UNC, I think it was over the Thanksgiving break, wasn't it? Like Thanksgiving hit and then you guys played that weekend. So, but you still had a really good crowd considering that. This week, I think it should be really interesting to see what that turnout's like. Last year, you guys beat the Bears 88-79. We talked about Bodie. He went off. At the end of this game, you and Matt Johnson kind of went at it a little bit. I mean, again, for me as a fan just watching that game, it's entertaining. And it's back when you got Bodie up there throwing the threes up. Fans are booing him a little bit. And then you guys end up running away with that thing at the end. What was that like at the end for you? Because I know you and Matt have a relationship.
Yeah, we play against each other quite a bit in the summertime. I've had a few conversations. Great dude, man. And I have nothing but respect for him as a player. It was just one bang, bang play. My teammates on the floor trying to help him up, do whatever I need to do to just diffuse the situation. Probably could have handled it a little bit better, but it's a part of it. He's going to stand up for him and his teammates, and I'm going to stand up for me and mine. But it was all in good competitiveness, and it'll be a good matchup there on Saturday.
It's interesting, too, because when you're in that mode, I mean, you guys can shake hands and you're friends and you play over the summer, but once the ball is thrown up in the air for the opening tip, it's like something else. It shuts off, right? All that personal stuff, friendships, whatever. It's business time.
Yeah.
And so you can turn that off and on once the game's over,
right,
too.
Because they're going to have the same approach, right, that you're talking about. So we have to be able to match that and go out there and just compete at a super high level and not leave anything up to chance.
So what's it going to look like for you coming out against this team? Now, we talk about UNC. They got three returners. You guys had a lot. I didn't think you were going to play when we were talking about this on Wednesday morning. But, they have a lot. They have some new faces. You guys have some new faces in that starting lineup, so kind of different teams. But the Bears do have their three starters that were involved in this game last year: Dalton Knecht, Dalen Kuntz, and Matt Johnson. So who are you going to be guarding?
Probably,
can you tell us that? Is it confidential?
I think we'll have to wait.
Okay, don't tell us. I got your back, man. Yeah, we're not going to give out secrets. But we know, obviously, you're probably going to be on a guard, I'm guessing.
Yeah, one of the guards for sure. I'm probably not going to be down there on Dalton too.
Yeah,
much
probably not.
Or any other big guy.
Or Theo Hughes, big seven-footer. Yeah. You're probably not going to go one-on-one with that guy to start.
As Ram Nation, but... probably be on one of the guards. They're very versatile, so we have to be versatile on defensive end. A lot of cross matchups happen throughout the course of a game, so got to be locked in and ready to guard whoever it may be.
Well, this is a good matchup for you guys because, I mean, when the Bears get hot, they're not, defensively they've struggled certainly, but when they get hot, I mean, that shooting is pretty crazy.
Man.
So that's a good test for you guys early on, knowing, all right, we have to make those switches. We have to make sure we're communicating to make sure we're not giving up any open looks.
Yeah, they run a bunch of great stuff, man, offensively, and I think that if you're not locked in, they can embarrass you on that end of the floor. And even defensively, they've been maybe up and down a little bit, but I personally think that they can do some things that really disrupt offenses. So we have to be smart about how we go into our game plan. Hopefully just try to make it tough on them in certain situations. But I think on both ends of the floor, they can be very disruptive.
Still kind of a minute restriction probably for you on Saturday.
Hopefully not. what I'm saying? Hopefully not. So I'll be able to go out there and play as much as possible.
Didn't look like you needed any restrictions
on
Wednesday.
Man,
man.
I know, but got to be smart coming back, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, as a competitor, I want to play all 40, and I've played a lot throughout my career, so kind of build up those habits of knowing your rotations and when you're going to be in and out. But hopefully we'll be able to play a little bit more on Saturday. We'll have to wait and see, and I know they'll make the right decisions for me as far as my foot goes and everything. So.
Well, I'm excited, man. So I told you, I'm going to be sitting next to Jerry Schimmel. I'm going to be doing color commentary for this game. So, there's that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool, man. Like you said, we'll get a nice high five shake or something going on before the game.
Absolutely, man. No, I'm looking forward to it. Dude, it's just so much fun to get you back. I love doing this show with you. You're doing fantastic with this. I'm excited as these programs grow. We can talk more and more. We'll get into the schedule. Conference schedule is not that far away, so that's going to be crazy, too. Yeah. But, dude, congratulations so far, first off, on getting back, getting healthy. That's number one.
Absolutely.
And so I know everybody's just pumped to see what you can do, what you guys can do the rest of the way, and we'll be here for it, my man.
Man, I appreciate you.
Let's get that Madden game going, too.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
I told you we have the Xbox back there.
Anytime, any place.
It's the old Madden. It's last year's Madden, though. Is that going to bother you at all?
I know how to play that one, too. It doesn't even matter for me.
All right, my man. Isaiah, dude, again, good luck to you guys tomorrow. I'll see you around there at some point. Moby Madness should be alive and well in Fort Collins. So best of luck to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. That's Isaiah Stevens. It's been the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll let him get out and get to practice and get ready for tomorrow afternoon's big game. I'm calling it rivalry week, man. It's rivalry
Absolutely.
Week.
You know? Absolutely. These games are going to be fun, man. Get to Moby.
Let's get to Moby. Build this thing up, and let's have some fun tomorrow afternoon. Isaiah, my man, be careful on your way back, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.